Have you ever noticed how girls often seem to develop strange, unexplained illnesses in their teenage years, sometimes a bit later in their 20s? Do you know any girls like this? They moved through elementary and middle school just fine, perfect health, but once they got to high school or college, they suddenly developed gut issues like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, possibly a thyroid condition like Hashimoto's, maybe rheumatoid arthritis. Have you experienced this yourself? You may have heard my explanation, based on recent scientific research, as to why I believe girls don't get as much autism or other neurological injuries as boys. It's a fascinating and horrible story that mainly centers around gender differences in the response to stress. I explain it in a new book I wrote called Crooked Man-Made Disease Explained: The Incredible Story of Metals, Microbes, and Medicine Hidden Within Our Faces, Our Crooked Faces. In the book, I also talk about why girls often start developing mystery diseases like chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia in their mid to late teens, and why boys often do not. There's much scientific research to be done to confirm these ideas, but there's also enough evidence there I think it's worth taking a serious look at. What is causing so many girls to develop all of these strange disorders around the same age? I'm fairly certain that the cause for many of these unexplainable illnesses is due to the way metals, particularly aluminum, interact with certain bacteria in your body. They create special forms of the bacteria called intracellular bacteria, and your immune system can't get rid of them like it could normal bacteria. This allows long-running infections that create chronic inflammation, inflammation that gets labeled Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, anemia, or a million other disorders. The inflammation will move around your body to different areas and your symptoms will change. Certain antibiotics can make things worse. You and your doctors will become very confused because you will appear to have one disease today, a different disease tomorrow, and then both of them by next week. That's a ridiculously oversimplified version of what may be going on. But why girls, and why that specific age range, mid-teens to early 20s? When you're injected with something that contains metal, your body will often form granulomas around it and trap it at the site of injection. Granulomas are like hard, fibrous tissue that can surround a foreign invader. This is often why your arm hurts so bad after you get a shot. Sometimes you can feel little nodules or bumps in various parts of your body that weren't there before. Your body has created fibrous tissue called granulomas around the metal, and it just stays there like some kind of subdermal implant. Scientists have found these granulomas as much as 20 years after an injection, with the aluminum inside perfectly preserved. This may sound bad, and I guess yes, it is bad, but it's better than the aluminum floating around your body, because if it floats around your body and ends up in lymphoid tissue, it can start creating these intracellular bacteria, and you may end up with the chronic infections that cause any of the disorders we've been talking about. No one wants metal in their body. Of course not, but I suppose it's safer inside the granulomas than floating around other places. The granulomas are fairly tough and do a good job at keeping the aluminum from harming you, but sometimes they break down. They fail, and when they fail, bad things happen. What might cause this? I believe one of the most common causes for this granuloma breakdown is heavy physical exertion. Sports. Running, which some would also call a sport. Just kidding. A physically demanding job. Any of these things can push, pull, twist, and smash the tissue around the granulomas and cause them to rupture, releasing the aluminum they contain inside into the bloodstream or lymphatic system. If you know anyone that has a strange autoimmune disorder or other illness, many of them can trace their onset back to when they started running cross country or training for a 5K or started a new landscaping job. Any of these things may create the physical manipulation required to disrupt the aluminum-containing granulomas. But anyone can do sports, boys and girls. Why do these diseases affect girls so often? Boys may develop stronger granulomas due to differences in muscle mass, but I don't think that's the problem. The problem is, at this age, the teenage years and just beyond, girls start producing a hormone once a month called relaxin. In addition to the estrogen and progesterone, relaxin is designed to break down the tissue that's formed in the lining of the uterus, the endometrium. This hormone is very powerful, and it's been shown in studies to reduce the fibrous growth of fibrosis. And when you read the descriptions of them, they sound remarkably like granulomas. If you've been injected with aluminum, and most everyone has many times, you most likely have granulomas that contain metal in various places in your body. If you're a girl, once you hit your teenage years and start producing these hormones every month, particularly the relaxin hormone, it will begin to nibble away at the protective tissue anywhere in your body that we call granulomas. Eventually, after a couple of years, they may start to break down, releasing the aluminum into your blood and lymphatic system. If this happens, particularly in girls that are very athletic and physically active, it will encourage the circulation of this metal into very bad places in your body and possibly trigger these chronic infections. This may happen over the course of a couple of years, or could, with the added immune activation of stress, pregnancy, surgery, or another illness, happen suddenly without warning. I talk about this more in detail in my book, Crooked Man-Made Disease Explained, including some ideas as to how to address this problem before it happens. But regardless, this mechanism may explain much of the reason young women seem to bear the brunt of autoimmune diseases and so many other ailments. Like many of the other topics I talk about in the book, I hope I'm wrong. But if I'm right, we're one step closer to understanding how to stop this from happening. And that is my incredible opinion.